Hi, thank you for holding, Patrick. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists in the area. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, it's the start of a new work week, and time just goes by so quickly.
You're not kidding. I know.
I know. It's going to be Christmas tomorrow. Watch.
Right.
So I see that you have been in business since 2005. Congratulations. That's a good while. How has it been going for you?
Well, it's been a, I guess, up and down hill battle.
I mean, I think that's like, I would say that's normal for businesses, right? Because you have the ups and downs just like everybody does. So, but I mean, that it's still something to congratulate because most businesses don't make it past the 5-year mark. So, you know, you're way past that. So congratulations on that. Now for clients and marketing, what are you currently doing for that? How do you get new customers?
For the most part, it has been word of mouth, Angie's Leads and Yelp.
And how has Angie's Leads been working for you?
It's been interesting.
Okay. I mean, I've heard a lot of conflicting stuff about it. You know, I'm not sure if you know, but they are also getting sued. Well, not Angie's List per se, Home Advisor, but Angie's List is Home Advisor. But anyways, I know
that
it works for some. Yeah. It's, they're being sued basically for, pretty much faulty leads, you know, not,
yeah.
And then, you know, they charge because the leads, you share the leads too with your competition and then they charge everyone for it when only one person is technically getting that lead, you know, so it's not a very good business model, but I have heard it has worked for a few people. So that's why I was kind of just curious to see how it was going with you. The way that our company works is a little different. So this listing is an exclusive listing. So as soon as we start working with you as well, we don't work with any of your competitors in the area. So there is no sharing of leads. These are calls that go directly to you from people who are actively searching for your services. And the way that that works as well, it's pretty simple. Are you familiar with how first page placement works on Google?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'll just pretty much tell you the basics. You know, you're going to approximately get 15 keywords, and those keywords you want to use of services that you offer. So when somebody is looking up for one of those services in your area, they don't have to look up your company name, just as long as one of those keywords, your business is going to pop up on the first page of Google. So 9 out of 10 people go on Google when they're looking for a service. 90% of the business is done on the first page of Google. So I'm pretty sure you could see how that could benefit your business, right?
Right.
Perfect, perfect. Now, what this is also going to include is going to be voice recognition with Amazon Alexa as well as Siri. There is the 60-plus directories that we can also send your company info to. I mean, it's completely up to you. You know, Yelp is obviously one of them. Better Business Bureau, Chamber of Commerce, Yahoo, Bing. Now, we also do Facebook ads. Do you have a Facebook account by any chance?
I do.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So we have seen great returns with the Facebook ads, great returns. The way that it works is perfect, really. So when people are searching for one of those keywords on Google, let's just say they don't call you, but then they go on Facebook, there's going to be an ad for your business where they're going to be able to click that ad and call you directly. So we've seen great results when it comes to this. And it's also target marketing. So if you want to get certain age limits, also like demographics, like city-wise or income levels, we can completely do that for you as well. So that's kind of the cool thing on that end. It doesn't matter how many people call you, how many jobs you receive. It doesn't matter how many people click on your business. It's all included in the monthly service. It is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. It's a flat rate of $249 per month. You have the one-time setup fee to get all of your programming together for $99. So your initial investment today is $348, and then after that, it's just $249 a month.
Okay. $348 and $249 a month, you said?
Yes. So $348 would be today, and then you wouldn't be billed until next month as well on the 7th, and that'll be just $249. And it's going to stay at that rate as well. It's never going to go up. Even if we raise our prices, you will be grandfathered in at the $249.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What? I'm sorry. I'm just trying to run the numbers through my head. Got a lot going on.
No, I understand. Trust me, I'm in the same boat. I don't know how I make it through life sometimes. But let me ask you another question as well, because I'm trying to see the most that we can help you out. I was able to find a website for you. Is it your website? Because it looks like it has your phone number as well. So you do have a website, right?
Yeah, I had somebody else that created it and maintained it or whatever originally. I don't I'm not tech savvy, let's just say. So I wasn't sure if it was still up and running or not, to be honest with you.
So it looks like it is up and, it looks like it's up, but I would assume then you have no control over this website, right?
No, I have not.
Okay. So what I can also do for you, and I can include it as well free of charge so we can get this process moving for you, we can build a website for you and we can maintain it. So as you do your jobs and you get new pictures of the work that you do, all you need to do is download those pictures onto an app that we're going to provide you with. That app, by the way, is going to show you all of the results of how many people have been looking for you. You're going to be able to track everything so you can see that we're actually bringing you clients. But anyways, all you're going to need to do is upload the pictures onto that app, and we'll directly put them onto your website. So we can make sure to maintain your website for you also. I can include that in for you at no cost.
Okay.
So what do you think about everything? You want to give us a shot?
It sounds good. Yes, I'm interested. I'm just trying to... I don't know how to explain it. I've got, I'm in the middle of tying up a bunch of loose ends, let's put it like that, financially.
Okay.
And currently in a tight spot, I guess would be the best way to put it.
I got it.
But, and, I don't know, and hopefully by this week, but, if not by next week, things should be a lot more flexible, I guess.
Okay. Cool. First of all, I'm glad you told me that. So, a couple things. So this process is going to approximately take some time. So let me kind of go over the timeline with you. From when you sign up, it takes 1 to 3 days to get your client onboarding call where they, you know, basically go over all of your company info. They also ask you colors for the website, blah, blah, blah. It's going to take approximately 5 to 7 days to get that website up and running for you, 7 to 14 days to get those Facebook ads up. Now, for first page placement, it's going to take approximately 30 to 45 days. Now, we are partnered with Google. That's why we can do it so quickly. But, you know, Google obviously has to verify that you're a legitimate business. So it is going to take a little bit of time to get you up and running. Now, I do want to also help you out as much as I can. So I did ask my manager if we can actually remove that setup fee for you, and he told me that's fine. So what I can do is just keep you at the flat rate of the $249, no setup fee. I'll still include the website for you. We'll get everything done for you, and just keep you at the $249. Does that seem like it's something that's a little bit better for you to move forward with?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I can do that for you.
So $249 is locked in. No surprise hidden fees or anything like that?
No. So what's going to happen is right now we're going to go through a voice verification before I actually charge your card. I'm going to, on a recorded line on the voice verification, tell you exactly $249, nothing else. You will be charged $249 the following month and blah, blah, blah. That's on a recorded line. As soon as we are done processing everything, still we're going to be on the phone. I'm going to send you out your terms and conditions that tell you exactly the $249. It tells you everything we went over. Also obviously lets you know you can cancel at any time, and you do just, you know, the terms and conditions, you type in your name as your signature to verify that you saw it. You keep a copy. We keep a copy. Everything is in writing, which is good.
Right.
Yeah. No, trust me. I just had a nightmare experience with T-Mobile because my phone broke and I went to the store. And they told me, oh, it's just going to be this and it's going to be that. And I believed them like a dumb person. And my bill was coming out $120 more. And I called and I was obviously irritated. And she goes, well, did they give you a paper letting you know it was going to be like this? And I said, no. And, yeah, I'm in the wrong because of that. So I understand where you're coming from.
It's always something, isn't it?
That's exactly why at least now it's like, okay, I need to remember I need everything in writing and I need to see what you're telling me because that does happen very often. But anyways, yes, everything's going to be on a recorded line and then also you're going to receive that in writing.
Okay.
And I'm only going to take approximately, I would say 10, maybe 15 minutes at the most. Patrick, I have the spelling of your name, P-A-T-R-I-C-K. Is that correct?
Right. That's right.
And then what is your last name?
Last name is F-I-T-Z-H-U-G-H, Fitzhugh.
Okay. Fitzhugh, correct?
Right.
Okay. Got that down. And then what is your email address?
mpfitz79@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And this phone number that we're speaking on, is this also going to be the number that your clients are going to be calling you on?
Yeah, this is my company phone.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see here. Now, Google is going to mail you out a verification PIN to verify that you are a legitimate business. Now, they need a physical address to send that to. What address would you like me to put down?
23948. 3rd Street, Fairhope, Alabama, 36532.
Okay. Now, I'm assuming you're going to want this. Are you going to want the P.O. box to be shown on your website or no?
So the P.O. box is no longer available.
Okay. So for this address that you're giving me now, are you going to want it to be hidden on the Google Maps section?
Yes.
Okay. I'll make sure to put that down as well.
That address will be subject to change very, very soon or whatever. I'm in the process of moving, and that's my physical address that I've been working out of.
Okay. Are you going to have access to this address?
I would say for the next couple weeks.
Okay, good. Because that's where they're going to mail it out. When you get that verification PIN, obviously get that back to us so we can get the process going for you. Now, for account users, obviously it's going to be you on there. Do you want to put anybody else on the account as authorized?
Can I do that later, or does it have to be done?
I'm just getting basic info right now. When you meet with your account manager, those changes can be made. That's fine.
Okay. So, all right.
That's okay. I'll just put that down on the note.
That one.
No worries. I'll put it down on the notes. Now, services that you offer, just name a few. Again, when you're with the account manager, they'll go into detail on what are the most common searches in your area. But for services that you offer, what should I put down?
Irrigation install and repair. Hardscape install. Landscape install. Let's see. Those are the main, the most important ones, I guess.
Okay. Perfect. And then, okay, let's see here. Now, for availability, it is an hour window where they call you. The call takes approximately 45 minutes to an hour. What does your availability look like tomorrow? Or
once again,
Wednesday.
I'm in the process of moving.
Okay.
Wednesday would probably be better.
Okay.
This week's pretty chaotic, I guess you could say, to be honest with you. Wednesday would be much better than tomorrow.
Okay. What time on Wednesday do you think would be best for you?
Let's see.
Let me tell you our office hours as well. We're here from 9 a.m. To 6 p.m.
Okay. I'd say between 3 and 4.
Okay. So between 3 and 4, we can do that. Okay. So I'll send you a Google invite for that as well between 3 and 4 tomorrow. All right. And then you did say you had a Facebook account, right? Is it a business account or a personal one?
I think, I don't even remember, to be honest with you. It's been there for a minute. I don't really do social media, like, in general.
Okay. But, yeah, me neither. I don't like it. It's a waste of time.
Right. Honestly, I think it was my Facebook page was created originally for the business. I haven't like stayed on top of it and, you know,
I think
I don't
I
know
found
what exactly,
it.
What exactly is there. Yeah.
Is it, I think I found it. Montrose Landscaping. Yep. Cause it's your email. MPFit79. I found it. Okay. Now, do you know how to log into that account if you need to?
Well, I would assume
you do. Okay. All right. Because those Facebook ads are where you're going to see the most return as well. So we definitely want to get that going for you. Your account manager helps you with all of that as well. So it's not a problem. Now, are you licensed and insured?
Yes.
Okay. And then, you do want us to build a website for you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, our websites are secure, so you do have an option of putting a payment integration on there so your clients can pay for your services on your website. It's included. Would you like that feature or no?
How does that work exactly?
It's for example, like, you know, some companies you can pay for their services online and you do the work. It's not really for everybody. It's just really if you like that convenience, factor of it. So if you'd like, what I'll do is I'll put it down on the notes so they can explain it to you more in detail and then you can kind of make the decision, at that time with your account manager. Now, you have a call tracking feature as well, which is included, up to you if you want to use it. It's pretty much, it's a phone number that we will put for your business. They're going to call this number, but the calls still go directly to your line. And it's like a voice recording where it says, thank you for calling Montrose Landscaping. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. And it reduces the amount of spam calls that you receive. And also it tracks all of your phone calls and records all of your calls as well. Would you like that feature?
Not at this time, maybe in the future.
All right. And then the app, I'll include that for you because the app gives you access to, you know, basically track everything on your own time. So that's fine. Now, specific target areas. You can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
Baldwin County.
Okay.
I guess specifically, I work all over Baldwin County, but specifically Fairhope and Daphne, which would be 36532 and 36526.
Hold on one more time. 336, sorry, can I get the zip codes again?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 36532, that's Fairhope, Alabama. And then
okay.
36526 is Daphne, Alabama.
Okay. All right. Is there any other cities, counties, or zip codes you'd like me to put down?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. And then for hours of operation, what would you like me to put down?
Let's see, eight to six.
Okay, 8 to 6, Monday through Friday or every day?
Monday through Friday.
Okay, and then for weekends, what should I put down?
Emergencies only, I guess. I don't know. I used to work 7 days a week nonstop, and I'm trying to get away from that.
I know. That's fine.
I need to break for a while.
Yes, you do, because if not, you start going crazy, and then you don't realize you're crazy until you're actually crazy, you know. So, I'll put down Saturday and Sunday by appointment only. Okay. Now, for the card that you're going to use, is it your name on the card or the business name?
It is. Let me think about that. Does it have to be in one or the other?
Honestly, for our system, it works so much easier when you just do your name. when it's the business name, it can get complicated on the system. If it'll cut problem, it can come back as not accurate if we're not showing the same exact information. So it's easier if it's your name, but if it's the company name, you know, I can do that as well.
Gotcha. I didn't think about that. I may need to move some money around before.
Okay.
I can give you my business debit card.
Okay.
Is there any way I can reach back out to you or you can call me back?
Let me ask you a question about how long.
What time is it?
My time is 11:11 right now, but you're two hours ahead of me.
1:11 here.
Yeah.
If you could give me say an hour, two at the most, then I will definitely have it figured out.
Okay. So
basically, I'm waiting on a transfer into my business account, which would make it good to go. And then as far as my name, personal account or whatever, that is not available today. But I have a credit, I have a card with, my dad's name on it that I've been using temporarily.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why
okay.
I was asking.
Yeah.
And
we
actually have the same name.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that actually doesn't, because typically what it happens, obviously, like the person using the card would have to be the one that makes the payment, and you guys have the same name, so that actually works out very well. But okay, so let me ask you, so what do you, because that charge is going to go on that card every month. So if it's your dad's card, is that a good idea?
Probably not.
Okay, okay. So that's your card.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. What's that?
Okay. No, no, I was going to ask, so what card are you looking to use? Is it going to be your, if you move
it's
money around.
It's going to be a business debit card.
Okay. And if you use a business debit card, is that going to be ready today in a couple hours? Or you're not sure?
I need another question. I'm not positive. That's what I'm going to try to make happen.
Okay.
I don't know that 100% yet.
So what
if
I
not
can
today, then
No. I hear you. I was gonna say, so what I can do, because I don't want to put it on your dad, you know, because it's your dad's card. Yeah. but I do want to actually put it on pause for you at least, so we're not calling out to other landscaping companies. What I can
do
on my end is. So how I'm able to do that is, for me, it's called a pretty much a post date, which means that I still get your card info, the card that you're planning on using. I don't charge it, but I have all of the information in where I start somewhat processing the order, but again, not charging the card. And then I give you a call, from when you tell me to call you, and then I get your permission, and then I process it. I can do that to put it on pause. And now I am able to do that realistically, for, I would say probably about 2 business days at the most. So if I put everything on pause for you, I can call you in a few hours and see if it's good. And if not, I can call you tomorrow and then we can go from there. Does that work for you?
Yeah, that works. Tomorrow would be much easier.
Better for you. Okay,
yeah.
I've
got a million things going on right now. What's that?
No, I understand. No, I was going to say, I understand. So I can do that for you. So the card that you're going to use, it only has the company name, right? Montrose Landscaping LLC?
It also has my name. It's got both my company and my name.
Oh, okay, cool. So I'll just put down your name then because it makes it easier on my end. The billing address for that card, is it the one that's on 3rd Street as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's going to be a Visa, right?
MasterCard.
Oh, it's a MasterCard. Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Okay. Does it matter how my name is on the card?
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Is there a middle name?
So, my first name is Michael, middle name is Patrick. I go by my middle name normally.
Okay.
So the card reads M is in Michael, Patrick fits you.
Okay, so it doesn't actually say Michael, it just has an M?
Right.
Okay. So M. Patrick Fitzhugh, correct?
Right. That's right.
Okay. Thank you for clearing that up for me, by the way.
No problem.
Give me 1 second. Okay. All right. Got that down. Now, I am ready for the card numbers.
Okay, it is 5480170005781.
Okay, and then the expiration.
626.
Okay, and the security code?
443.
Okay. So I have this saved on here. Now, there is going to be a security question that we're always going to ask you to when we call you, and this is going to be to verify that we are the company that's actually calling you, because you might get calls from other companies trying to say that they're us to get money from you. If we don't ask you this question, it's not us that's calling you. So you have three questions to pick from: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
First pet's name.
Okay, and what was their name?
K-A-N-E. Kane.
All right. K-A-N-E. Perfect. Okay, so I have everything saved here. I'm not going to schedule your account manager team call yet. I'll schedule that when we actually process your card. But I have everything else down. I have the position reserved for you. What time do you want me to call you tomorrow?
Probably between 3 and 4, if that works.
Yeah, that's okay for me tomorrow. Between 3 and 4, I'll give you a call. And then I pretty much have everything already done. I'll just have to schedule you for that appointment that I said. And then obviously, do the voice verification before I charge the card. And, you know, basically we're only going to need like 5 more minutes at the most. So I'll give you a call at that time. I'm also going to text you over my phone number and contact info with my direct extension. If you fix everything, you know, beforehand, feel free to give me a call and I can process everything for you. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you, Patrick, and I'll speak with you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.